we can make contact on 10 meter?
Absolutely. You want to do that? You talking about now or while you camping?
Now, if you got time.
Roger that. Give me, say, about 5 minutes. Let me, and you go up there and find the frequency and get back with me. And I'll get my antenna on the HF side hooked up. Stand by.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Jim, KO4HKX here. You still there? Jump out so quick there earlier, but the guy was waiting on pull up by the time I threw my call out.
We know you a working man.
See your trip yet?
Still packing. I'm packed, but still packing. Good Friday, Patrick.
Down to have it serviced, and met another distributor for lunch. Picked up a tool that I needed for another customer, and I'm going to go deliver it. That's about all I'm doing today.
I don't blame you. I tried to do as little as I could, too.
This month's Friday's off, too?
I'll take this one off. This will be the last day I get to take off before school starts, and it'll be a few weeks before I get another day off.
Make the best of it while you can.
Well, take them as I can get them.
One day when I'm at home, we'll have to try to make contact up there on 10 meters.
Yeah. If it ban will open up enough. When I made that contact down in Florida, me and a guy in Atlanta were trying to make contact, and we couldn't hear each other, but we could both hear him fine. So it was just strange occurrence.
First contact on 10 meter was up in Rochester, New York, and I was just running 100 watts there at the house.
Here, radio running 100 watts. I figure either keep it at 5 or keep it at 100.
A few other contacts around since then, like you say, Chicago, New York. I haven't made any down south too much because the way my antenna's positioned, and I got that mountain right there behind me. It's kind of hard to get back to the south.
So, I keep forgetting about that mountain.
When you're up here in the mountains, they'll let you know they're there.
I hear you.
Going, you may not even have a cell phone service.
Perfect.
On that end of the county in a few years, so it may have changed.
4NUE, Chad, you ready?
Yeah, I'm here, Bill. Give me a freak, bud.
28.425. Close to each other, Chad. That's trouble I was having with some other contacts. We could hear others, but we couldn't hear each other, so.
BYU monitoring.
Hello, BYU, this is KO4HKX. This is Patrick on this end. HKX, I guess he's not there, clear.
KO4BYU, picking you up very well. I'm over here in front of Harley Davidson down here in Greenville. And I'm sitting down in a hole, so I'm not reading good. I'm going to go ahead and sign off. KO4BYU clear.
Zero TR mobile.
All right, KO4LAO. How are you doing this afternoon, Tom?
Well, thanks for asking, Jim. I'm doing fine. I hope you are, too. I'm just leaving Prisma Health, and I just had a chemical stress test, and I highly don't recommend it for anybody. But I had echo and then a chemical stress and nuclear stuff, you know, so that I can electric in. So I'm glowing with gamma rays.
Boy in the dark kind of thing, huh?
like an MRI, and it's very uncomfortable, you know, for us old folks, because I think you put your hands up above your head, and then it goes around you like an MRI, but it's not doing any kind of radiation. The radiation's injected in you before you go under it, so it's just taking pictures. And as always, when I go through that, they said I took a deep breath while I was laying there for 18 minutes. And I guess you don't have image stabilization or something because your heart's moving. So I had to do it twice. So I had to go down and eat lunch, something to do with your stomachs around your heart there, and then do it again. Oh, I'm glad to be out of there, but I got to say, these people down here at Greer Memorial are just wonderful.
Game place, and they do a good job there.
This afternoon, this is not the Jared moment, so I'll shut up about my ailments.
Fireman, so that I had to go see if I could find another un-un that would work with my antenna. The one that I had was overheating, and so I decided to see if I could get a little beefier one.
So you're talking about a line isolator?
That I had wasn't really for the duty cycle that I was running. I was an alternate on a net, and right towards the end, my audio sounded fuzzy, and then the SWRs went high, and my signal dropped way off, and so I think I just overheated the toroid that I had.
I'm ignorant on that. I don't know where a toroid would be. Anyways, I'm glad you got it resolved. If you ever order a Ballon, Jim, order it from Wire Design. N4IQ got me onto those, and they're rated 1,500 watts. And I'll tell you, when you take the lid off of one, it's like something that was built in a machine shop. It's just a beautiful job, and they work quite well. Now, that's for HF, of course.
What was?
Wire Design, so that'd be pretty easy to remember. And if you ever get an amplifier and run an amplifier, it's all the more important. But you'll never have to buy another one.
Got from the wireman is rated at 2,000 watts, and I'm going to give it a shot and see. They offered a fairly reasonable price for it, so I'm going to give it a shot and see how it works out, because I'm using it with an N-fed halfway.
Okay, well, I know what you're talking about now. The Wireman is an extremely great place to go, great family, and as usually, I've never heard but one report of anything ever coming out of there that was not up to par, and I'd have to consider the source.
They seem that sure, you know, Deborah seems to really know her stuff, especially when it comes to wiring and that kind of stuff. And so they had a design on one, and I decided I'd give that one a try. And so I'm going to take it back home and wire it up and see what happens.
You know, I can't remember what I give for the one Wire Design. They're a little pricey. I'm thinking in the $100 bracket, but I think it's... No, it's not 1,500 watts. It's 5,000 watts. Excuse me. And Bill's the authority on that. But I'm certain it is 5,000 watts. And so it'll never go out. But it was a little bit more than the average bear. I have one there at home, and I'm going to try to make the meeting over at the Greer Amateur Radio Club on Monday. And I was going to ask Ariel... I don't know precisely how to check a Ballon to know whether or not it's good or not, let's say with instrumentation. Of course, you can do it by transmitting through it, and if things don't work, you can figure it out, but there ought to be a way, you know. In the old days, we'd measure things and put 1,000 volts to ground on them, and, but they're real low resistance, and... I got real good voltmeter, don't get me wrong, and I can check low ohms, but I'm just not sure. You know, I don't know the parameters and such of them.
But I'd say figure out the frequency range you want to operate it at, and then just hook it up to an antenna analyzer and see what your SWR is.
Yeah, that's. But I just meant if you had one in your hands, how could you check it there? I don't know. Maybe it's a dumb question. But I was told by a master sergeant one time in the Marine Corps at school that the only stupid question is one that goes unasked.
True that, as they say.
Oh, they're cutting brush up here in front of me. So I got to throw out the parachute a little bit here. Well, I think there might be even a flagman up there. I'm not sure. But, sounds like you're up to some good. N4WHM Bill, he got his antenna done. He rented a bucket thing and got it up. I don't know when he'll be ready to transmit on it, and I don't know if I can pick him up ground wave up here or not, but I would think it'd work pretty well from where he's at down there around the lake.
I think he should get good reflectivity there, but I'm just not all that smart on all that.
Well, HF's funny, Jim, and I'm no expert there. I worked in industrial electronics, but the RF experts are around here. But I know I was listening to Steve and some other guys that were new to the radio world, and they were saying, well, Jiminy, I couldn't get Bob in D7J up at Hendersonville, and I'm just a few miles from there. Well, if you're on the upper frequency band and that, you're going to skip right over him. And that's nothing out of the ordinary. And, well, I can hear him, but I can't get back. Yes, that's normal. And it's kind of hard to grasp at first, but we all had to learn. But your chances with somebody near you are much better if you're in 40, 80, 160, somewhere in that area.
I was on, and Chad was on KO4NUE, I think it was, and you and he were talking about that same thing, because Chad was just getting started with HF radio, so.
Roger, it was. Now, you mentioned Steve had the same thing happen, and I think I probably did, too. That's why I call it magic, and that's what's so enticing about amateur radio. You just don't know. I used to have fun. I'd be talking from Pittsburgh, Kansas, which is spelled P-I-T-T-S-B-U-R-G, and I'd be on Morse code. If I'd hear somebody in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I'd intentionally jump over there and make a QSO with him, and I, you know, the normal year 599 and the QTH year is Pittsburgh. And, you know, the older hands say, well, that's not possible. You know, we'd be on 20 meters or something, and then I'd go back to them, and then I'd spell it again, and there's no H on it. I think there's about five Pittsburghs in the United States. I'm not sure. When I was in the service, I went to Pittsburgh, California, which was just north of the Golden Gate Bridge up there someplace.
If there's a Greenville in every state of the United States, if I remember correctly.
Correct. I heard a new one there yesterday, Greenville someplace. They had in the newspaper. You never know. Boy, I'm glad to get home. I did have a nice lunch there at the hospital. It was a combination of beef and tomatoes and rice. It was really great, and I love tomatoes. By the way, we have lots of tomatoes right at the moment, so if you want some, come by and I'll give you a bag. And cucumbers. Don't know how long they'll last, but they are good. But you're sure welcome to some if you need some, Jim.
I need to come by and see you sometime and just to visit. I stopped by a fruit stand yesterday and picked up a nice looking tomato, and we had that with some grass-fed beef hamburger. Man, was that good.
Yard Mobile. Well, Chad was over yesterday, and I sent him back with a, Bernice did, with a bag of tomatoes and some cucumbers, and he had a piece of a peach and raspberry pie, and the raspberries we grow out there, and he really liked that. And we did a little horse trading, and I said, what do you want for that, Chad? And he says, I want one of them peach pies.
You have to negotiate with Bernice to do that?
Well, she was there, and she said, that'd be great, and I'd love to do that. He's a really nice guy. He's built like Charles Atlas. But, and I said, you mean the piece of... And he said, no, I mean the whole pie, Tom.
So for a slice, huh?
Negative. Negative Ghost Rider.
I'll have to ask Chad. He might be listening to us now, but I'll have to ask him how that came out.
Shoot. Now, we really wasn't trading anything to speak of, but just information. But I'm certain Bernice will make him a peach pie. Oh, they are good. She's a wonderful, wonderful chef. I won't say cook, I'll say chef. And I'm going to have biscuits and gravy for supper tonight.
Gravy?
I did. I didn't stutter one bit. She was going to make them for me for lunch, but I called and told her they made me eat because I had to redo that scan. So I'm not hungry at all right now. We only eat two meals a day. We eat breakfast a little late and a very good breakfast. And then, because Bernie says that's important, and then we eat early in the evening usually, like, 4 or 5 o'clock. Early for down here. These people go out and eat steak dinners at 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
Into the eat earlier mode too, and we kind of like that because there's a long time frame between supper and breakfast the next morning, and I think that's good for you.
I think so too. You just don't lay on your stomach. All the older you get, the different things you have to take precautions with, but it works out well. I do have some acid reflux, and so to go to bed with a big full stomach's not a good thing. But tradition down here, from what I've seen, I mean, if you go by Texas Roadhouse, there'll be people in there eating at 8, 9, 10 o'clock. And I just try to avoid that. Well, Jim, you have a good day, my friend. I see the mailman coming towards me right across from my house. And I'm going to go in and sit down and rest a while, maybe go over and talk to the neighbor. They went up to Lake Kiwi yesterday and drove the full length of it and the full length back. And I got to see how his shakedown cruise went on his new boat.
Well, NZOTRKO4LEO, I'll be clear, and I'd say no two words about it, Tom. You're a blessed man.
That's fact. All right, Jim. We'll talk to you later. Stop by anytime. This is NZOTR, clear.
Well, LEO, clear and mobile.
4 HKX, mobile.